I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated, everybody. We present our trustee Greenwald, trustee Zeidel, trustee Mayor Lasker, and myself. Trustee Greenberg is absent today. And of course, with us, our attorney, Mr. Nugent. It's 9/11 today. I'd just like to make mention for the, imagine all of us had friends and relatives and colleagues that perished that day. I can think of
who were there.
And every year I think of some very, very talented colleagues that had such a bright future in the legal world that were in the building that day, that didn't come back. It is a, we had residents of the, at least one resident of the village that perished that day, and not to mention in adjacent neighborhoods and villages. So I'd like to maybe take a moment to reflect on the memory of all those who were lost and 22 years ago. Thank you. And also we have with us Mr. Nugent, who was back then, before he started his legal career, a police officer that served that day, and maybe you could share with us a few words.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I would say it's hard to believe that it's been 22 years. For those that remember everything about that day, it seems that, you know, it was a lot. Only 2 years ago, it feels like. But I lost, you know, friends that I went to high school with. Some were in the Trade Center as civilians, some as police officers. And at the time, I was working with Suffern PD as a police officer when it happened, and lost a very good friend that was, I used to be a transit cop before that, and we worked together, and he lost his life that day. So it's just hard to believe, you know, that much time has gone by. But it's just, and I do commend the village for having that recognition on the agenda, and it's nice to see, because I'm sure, like Pearl Harbor or anything else, you know, things tend to get forgotten over the years, but it's great to see the village of Pomona recognizing and honoring those that were lost, and thank you for the opportunity to say that.
I just wanted to add, if you don't mind, as myself, being a first responder, on that day, basically when we arrived and we got the call that the one building is down, as a responder for a local volunteer ambulance corps, Atola, I got into an ambulance with a crew heading down to World Trade Center. And as we came out of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, this North Tower came down toppling on top of us. We were just at the exit of the tunnel, and we were certain that we were not going to survive. We had five people in the ambulance, one paramedic, four EMTs, one driver, and miraculously, we all survived. I can't say that we were able to take a breath after the building fell, but somehow we were able to manipulate our way through all the debris and end up near Battery Park to be able to take a breath of fresh air post the fall of the North Tower. That day I was honored and was able to unfortunately see people that perished, which was extremely difficult and hard. But on the other hand, there were firefighters and police officers that did head down to the scene that were there, that were able to escape. However, they were injured. So I was able to treat that day close to 100 firefighters and police officers, take them to the hospital. Multiple fractures, broken bones, blindness. I can't even go into the details of what took place on the day, being a first responder, responding back and forth, and saving countless lives of those that were able to survive over there. So I really appreciate that this was something that I never even knew you were a police officer till today. So that is tremendous gratitude to them and all the work that you did on that day. And I lost a lot of friends in the building as well. And family, friends, and you know, it's great that we all were able to recognize this day today here in this village hall. And I'm sure people aren't here now because they're you know, doing the same in their home, in their place of comfort, going back and thinking about the horrific day that hit the United States. But right now we're looking forward, positivity, and that's what Pomona Village is all about, and that's all I see over here with the unbelievable village trustees here and our attorney. So we're looking forward to a lot of positivity, a lot of growth, and you know, thank you, Mayor Elon, for bringing this up and giving me the opportunity to say my side of the story.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll now make a motion to open the public comment period. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
I guess nobody mentioned wanting to speak, so I'll make a motion to close the public comment period. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
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 So 4 again, 0 and 1 absent. Now I will make a motion to resume the public hearing on the Veolia water tank special permit on 83 Haley Drive. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
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 At this point, Mr. Nugent, do we have anything on the agenda that we need to take care of concerning the special permits?
My understanding is Veolia has requested to continue the public hearing, so unless somebody here wishes to speak on that, we can just continue it to make a motion to continue it to a, it's October 23rd.
October 23rd, yeah. At 7:30.
So I'll make a motion to continue the public hearing for the next meeting on October 23rd at 7:30 p.m. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 4-0-1 absent. Thank you. I would like to make a motion to open the public hearing concerning the village code regarding a filming permit. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Again, 4-0-1. We, if there's anyone that would like to speak about the correction of the code, this would be the time. And I guess nobody is gonna do that, so I guess I'll close the public. I'll make a motion to close.
Does the board have any comments or
no?
Yeah, we can close it. And then
so I'll close the. I'll make a motion to close the public hearing concerning the village code regarding a filming permit. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. 4-0. Can someone please read the motion concerning
the
amendment of the village code?
I'll read the motion to you. It's basically we didn't have it clear in our code, and it was advised that we adopt something, especially that our village has been seen some interest from different companies that would like to film in our village. So I'll make a motion to adopt local law regarding filming. Now, therefore, be it further resolved that the above raised clauses are incorporated herein and set forth in full. Section 2, the village board hereby adopts local law entitled a local law regulating filming, video recording, and similar activity to be enacted as chapter 69 of the village code. Section 3, the mayor and any officer, employee, or consultant of the village as directed by the mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out a provision of this resolution. Section 4, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 4-0-1.
There's another one. Our attorney prepared, and it's accepting the schedule of fees. Radon, you want to read it?
Sure.
Go ahead. You just have to read
now there are further resolved.
Yes.
That section 1, the above whereas clauses incorporated herein is set forth in full. Section 2, the village board hereby adopts the annex fees for filming activities in the village of Pomona to be incorporated into the village fee schedule. Section 3, the mayor and any officer, employee, or consultant, as directed by the mayor, is hereby authorized to take any or all action necessary to take to carry out the provisions of this resolution. Section 4, the village clerk is authorized and directed to amend the village fee schedule to incorporate the fees as annexed here too. Section 5, this resolution shall be effective immediately. The question, that's it.
Yeah. Second by?
Second.
Second by trustee Greenwald, all in favor?
Aye.
401.
So now, Mayor, we're going to attach that new page of the fees into our current, how do you call it, code.
So, Jenna, are you familiar with how you need to send it to the to Albany, and that then it's attached?
The new local law.
The new local law. You familiar with that process? So,
or Mr. Nugent, or what's her name from the other village can help. Or Shannon, or
Shannon can help you. It's just a local law filing form, and then it gets sent up to Secretary of State.
Yeah, it's a very simple process, and
only the law, not the and what number is it for this year, Brian?
Oh yeah, you'll need to attach the number of the law, and it will be.
We'll try to figure out how many laws we passed in 2023 to put the number of local law number on that number of this year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We'll figure that out together after.
Okay.
Let's move to next issue, which is a parade permit request. The village received a parade permit request.
Mr. Nugent,
to be held on September 22nd between 3 and 7 p.m. On White Birch Drive,
but I believe that it will be mainly at 4 p.m. for probably 20 minutes, half hour. Just saying the amount of time it will be, but the road itself will not be closed for more than 20 minutes to half hour. Yeah.
Yes, there was a request that was filed. Mr. Nugent, what is the modus operandi at this point?
I think we state a resolution to approve the parade permit based on the application. If you want, I can make the motion and somebody can adopt that.
Please do.
So the motion would be to approve the parade permit for the application of Shamili Indig, and that would be for September 22nd, 2023, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the location is White Birch Drive to Tulip Lane to Willow Court. So we just need a motion to approve that event.
I'll make the motion.
Second by?
Second.
Second by trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
401. Thank you.
And Jenna, could you inform the applicant that we made this motion so they can go and let the Ramapo PD know, etc. About it. Speaking about this, Ilan, Mr. Mayor, when this came in, I turned to our attorney and asked him about it, if we should have clear code for parades that people want to have. We have the law, we have the power as a board to make a motion, but he suggested that we should incorporate it better in our code. So I'm just wondering, Brian, if we can make a motion to set a public hearing for our next meeting on October 23rd to adopt something.
I would recommend doing a local law, because one of the problems is that you kind of need rules and procedures, and if you just do it by resolution, 5 years from now, the next board, you know, has to go dig through and find it. So we recommend putting it in your code. You'll have your rules in there, so to speak, and the application process, and then, you know, they would come before you. So
Brian, could you make the word, could you say the wording will adopt?
Sure. So the motion would be to set a public hearing to consider adoption of a local law concerning parades in the village. And it would be for October 23rd at 7:30 p.m. or soon thereafter, as can be heard.
I'll make the motion.
Second by?
Second.
By trustee Zaidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you so much. 401. So Jen, I guess we'll need to put an ad in the newspaper for October
23rd. Yeah, we'll provide that.
And Shannon will send you the local law once it's ready.
Yes. Thank you. And then we can also put it on the website, right?
Yes.
Thank
of
you. Also
and I guess we'll adopt the schedule of fees for it also, the little, like $100 or whatever it costs for the building department.
Yeah, we'll do that at the same time.
Take care of $50, whatever, minimal fee for the process.
If someone spends with that parade, it could go up.
I'm just pointing out.
Well, maybe like police fees, but that would be up to the
Yeah, department. No, that's a problem. Like $100 for the village fee for processing.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
for Jenna's hard work.
Can I just like to make a motion to adopt the village minutes for the August 28th, 2023 meeting?
I'll second it.
Second by Trustee Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
401. Just a comment again, Jenna, thank you very much for having the meeting minutes and even earlier this time, because our meeting went earlier and you got it ready, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the work.
I gotta get these done yesterday.
It reminds me that Ranan was absent by the last meeting.
And also, I wasn't really sure if I made it or not, and I actually confirmed that I wasn't here.
The floor is yours, G'day.
All in favor?
G'day, your floor is yours.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening. The fall exhibition, title and awakening in expression, it's scheduled to open.
G'day, you don't have a beat resolved, like you can just read the bottom line to let
you
go.
Just go ahead.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I remember now, you sound like Mayor Marshall. Just go to the point. What are you proposing today?
Just get to the point. You want the money. Let's go.
Just bring the titles. Okay. And then Automandum Performance, schedule October 15th, 3 p.m. The Center of Puppet Play. Sunday, October 22nd at 4 p.m., featuring the Pomona resident, Barbara Pollitt, the puppetry, and also upcoming the fall concerts, scheduled for Saturday, November 4th at 7:30 p.m. The concert will feature also a Pomona resident, Stuart Isling, piano, vocals, with his group, Forever Young. Okay, to the point. The holiday season, 2023 exhibition is scheduled to open Sunday, November 26th, with an opening reception Sunday, December 4th, at 5 to 8 p.m. Proposed budget for the event is $750, $400 for the performers, and $350 for the hospitality. Mr. Min, Mr. Lasker, the $350, if I had to spend, it is there. If not, not always spend all the way.
So I know, I see it in the budget. It's fine. Don't worry.
Because the mayor...
I'm going to take the money from there to cover the expenses of the fixing, of the tire,
the tiles.
The new door.
Do I make the motion?
No, flashback to the late mayor, Mayor Sanderson. Oh, give it to G'day. You're not spending, I know that. You need it, it's there. So
good.
Like that, yeah.
So I'll make a motion to approve $750, $400 for the performers, and $350 for hospitality for the holiday season 2023 exhibition. Do I have a second?
A second.
Second by Mayor Fuchs.
All in favor?
Aye.
401.
The maintenance will discuss during the next.
Can someone make a motion concerning the approved budget? I do not have it with me.
No. Approval insurance.
I don't have it. What about the treasury report?
No, we don't have it.
Okay, never mind. Okay,
skip it this time. We'll
okay.
have it next time.
Insurance approval. Now we're discussing insurance approval. Happy to report that because of the steep decline in legal issues.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nugent, and thank all the partners in Fragrance McCartney. The insurance rate has dropped considerably to the tune of almost $20,000.
Wow.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
First and foremost, to Fragrance Nugent McCartney. Mr. Lasker, do you want to make the motion?
Yes, I'll just add also. So the good news is that we got this new updated coverage proposal, and it will not only there's a the reduction in the fee, which basically the reason for it is the insurance company who gives us the general coverage accepted to accept us back for the public office official liability insurance. They also have removed the very steep $50,000 deductible that we had on it back to $1,000 deductible. So it's not only a lower cost, but he told us if we keep it that way, maybe one day travelers will take us back. So that could also be hopefully better news. But for now, we got this approval, and it's supposed to kick in beginning of October. So I'll make a motion to approve the insurance coverage as proposed for a total of $48,100, and that the mayor should sign the approvals after this resolution. Do I have a second?
Second. Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. 401. Thank you so much. Now we do need, if there's no old business, then we have two announcements about building and maintenance. First of all, cultural center maintenance.
So just to give you an update, as Gidey requested at our last meeting and two meetings ago regarding the different stuff that needed to be fixed at the cultural center, we sent somebody there today, a licensed contractor, to the cultural center. They showed them different things, not the basement yet, but the general things that bothered them outside, the light switch, the paint that's cracking, the door that's old, the pavers outside that need to be fixed. And we got already one quote. We need to get another verbal quote, and once we have those quotes, we could move forward with getting the job done, hopefully before the winter. I called Brian Nugent, as I always do before any of these type of things. I want to make sure everything is done correctly. And he suggested that we approve tonight the amount. And then once we have the quotes based on our procurement policy, we can go ahead and allow that person to do the job so that Gidey is finally happy with the exterior part. And then he can be a more welcoming host at the events that he does at the cultural center.
That's not the 7th. So,
what?
No, that's not 7th.
That's so Brian, go ahead.
3,600, but it was also the cost of the door and the cost of the
door. Okay, so the resolution, I'll state it, somebody can adopt it unless there's changes, would be a resolution authorizing the mayor to sign an agreement to retain contractor services for the cultural center to install pavers, power wash, paint, replace a door, and change lights, subject to compliance with the village procurement policy, in a total amount not to exceed $4,000.
I'll make the motion.
Seconded.
Second by who?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. And do we need to make a motion to make Deputy Mayor Lasker?
No, you can give me the power.
Okay, fine. Very good. Thank you.
And I'll send you that.
Thank you. Concerning Seacor Park,
what's going on?
That was fixed.
Was fixed?
It was fixed this month. The aerator was fixed by the company. Those of you who didn't know, the aerator, even though it was new, malfunctioned because a fishing line damaged the aerator. It was fixed.
What is the cost of it?
The cost.
Do we know?
Do you remember? Did they already submit the?
I think it was about 15, but we approved it at the time before we sent it out.
Yeah,
yes.
We did.
Okay, good. So now it's working?
It is working. There was an issue this week with the breaker, but Jeff fixed it. So
Jeff fixed it?
Yes.
And now does it remove some of the algae that people were complaining? It's moving. It's rolling. Okay, good, good. And what's his name? And Jeff is going to be remind himself before the winter to turn off the breaker or whatever, and then they have to come and take it out, right?
Yeah, he mentioned something.
Okay, so
where is he from?
Jeff lives here, I think, on Leydentown.
Yeah.
Jeff is a very nice guy. He does our AC. Our AC also.
Every time you have issues with the AC, remember, he's the guy.
Jeff, yeah.
Okay?
Jeff is the guy. He comes very fast. You call him, he's here.
Whichever car is in the driveway, he just takes
it. So, Jenna, if you can just maybe on your calendar, just put, you know, winter time, just to send him a text message.
With Jeff. Jeff will remind you that whole process, because the company has to come in, empty out, take out the aerator, so that to put store it away for the winter, and then they come and bring it back.
Okay.
Yeah, so just put in the calendar to check in
with
him around October.
Yeah.
Okay, trustees, period. Anything to report, trustees Idel?
What about this?
We'll get to that in a second. Trustee Greenwald, anything? Okay, thank you.
I have a comment, actually.
We're getting there.
Yeah, we'll give you the honor. before we do this, we got a request from a rep, from an application. I just wanted to mention something else, Mayor. We nominated Ranan as the communication liaison for the board and the village. He has been receiving some concerns and complaints from residents who are not aware of all the GMLs that the village is getting from neighboring town and property projects that are happening around, and they suddenly wake up to a new reality. So the mayor, at the suggestion of the mayor, we added a section on our website where every time Jenna gets a GML referral, we just post a link to that GML referral on the main page. So if residents want to see the GMLs that the neighboring, so for example,
like
the one that we just got, Miller Pond, we just posted it on the website. And
so far,
like this,
that's the only one I've got.
So far, but if there is anyone moving forward, because Ranan got concerns from residents that they're not aware of these things and they want to be more involved, even though it's not in the village jurisdiction, but we just want to make the residents aware. So due to communication processes, Ranan and the mayor came up with this idea. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much for this, and I think it's already on the website.
And Jenna, just if someone asks you, a GML by definition is a process which involves the county in situations where a project is adjacent to one degree or another to other municipalities,
500 feet.
Which would mean, in our case, it could be a Haverstraw project, a Ramapo project, Wesley Hills for certain things, and New Hempstead, of course. But if someone asks, the fact that we are posting it, but again, it is not the village of Pomona, and therefore it will not be.
We have jurisdiction.
In other words, these proceedings will be done in zoning and committees in the adjacent municipalities. Anything else?
Yeah, also,
Deputy Mayor. Yes.
People, residents also inquired about the streetlights. They were discussing it in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
So just to give you an update, Mayor, if I may answer, I went for a meeting by the supervisor SPECT on behalf of the mayor, and the mayor joined on video call for a discussion about a different project in the area. But at the end of the meeting, we reminded ourselves and we asked them about the town of Ramapo is in the midst of upgrading streetlights in the town of Ramapo. The areas that Pomona may be sharing or gaining out of it is the 202, 306, and Camp Hill will get streetlights. Once they are installed, potentially Layton Town, the section that the town owns, they're going to install streetlights. What we want to do, and we're not sure yet, we want to see the cost and where, how that will be adopted by the residents. We may look into, obviously, after discussing it, listening into the residents and discussing with our professionals, we may look at putting them at some intersections, dangerous intersections. I know a lot of residents are against streetlights, some are for it. We got to find the middle path, but the town in their jurisdiction, they are going to put up. He said that they have every 2 weeks a meeting where they discuss their latest update. They are currently in phase two. I'm not sure how far in phase two, but they're planning on soon coming up the whole 202, Camp Hill, 306. That's going to bring much more light to the area. Camp Hill obviously will go up all the way to Quaker because the town owns that side all the way. So we're going to go all the way up, and hopefully we'll see, based on the feedback of what comes in, how we want to move forward with the, because it's not a cheap project, that I could tell you.
Yeah.
But again, if it's something important, we got to do what's best and what's safe for the residents.
To make it clear, this will not be, this is the streetlights, which the Deputy Mayor Lasker just mentioned, are going to be putting that by the town of Ramapo in their jurisdiction. It's not going to be in the village
not
jurisdiction.
Not on our tab, not our cost.
Yes,
yeah.
So this is a town of Ramapo project. But it will be because...
We will enjoy because we border with them.
Yeah, so we're talking again on the side of these streets that were just mentioned on the Ramapo side. So Kempel, for example, one side is Ramapo, one side is Pomona. Same situation with 306 and New Pomona Road. And of course, should also be mentioned that this is also a result of a very generous grant that Congressman Mike Lawler was involved with.
I think it's also something the town wanted to do a while back, and they took a bond for it also partially. They had to match the grant, and they took a bond also. Mm.
At this point,
we have the request. I want to give the honor to Ron.
Does this need to be discussed first?
Mr. Mayor.
One second, we're not done yet.
Okay. Is this to be discussed first?
No.
No questions?
No.
Okay,
no.
Sure, okay.
So we got just to put no it out there. I'm going to put it out there because Ron is going to read the resolution. We approved currently four houses of worship where special permits were approved in our village. Two of them came forward after the approvals and got their permits, started the work on 7 Hidden Valley and on 60 Haley. Before they got their permit, they had a requirement as our village code demands. They had to come in with a letter of credit or a security bond, a security posting. They requested, since they were a house of worship and they didn't have all the extra funds besides what they had to fundraise to build the project, so they requested from the board to waive the letter of security. We reached out to our professionals. They were okay with it as long as we know the project is going to move forward, and they paid all the other fees. And we did a resolution. I think it was on April 24th, 2023. We did receive today another request from the third application that was approved about 6 months ago. They fully submitted their permit, and I believe that we are going to hear back from Martin and from Mr. Zumo regarding this application in the next 2 weeks. We got a letter from the applicant saying that since our meeting was pushed up to September 11, normally it's the fourth Monday of the month, they believe they will have their permits ready before that. So they're asking if the board is willing to waive this security posting. Again, like I always do, I reached out to Mr. Nugent and he looked into it and he prepared a resolution. Ranan, if you want to go ahead.
Now therefore be further resolved that section 1 the above whereas clause are incorporated herein as if set forth in full. Section 2, the village board hereby authorizes the waiver of the security posting requirements for the congregation as identified herein, subject to compliance with any and all applicable provisions of the special permit. The village code on any conditions identified by the village engineer except for such waivers shall not exceed security posters in excess of $300,000. Section 3, the mayor and any officer, employer, consultant as directed by the village mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provision of this resolution. Section 4, the resolution shall be effective immediately.
Second by?
Second.
By Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
401. Thank you.
So Jenna, basically now it's nothing until once Martin comes back, you share with him this resolution, or you can actually email him this resolution now, so when he sends back his comments, he doesn't have to include the security posting.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Jenna, the floor is yours.
Mendy sent somebody to fix my desk today.
Thank you for Joel.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, credit is for Joel.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Need to fix it else. There's another piece that hasn't moved. That one we'll try to get the handyman.
Are they going to still do when you think when they come to fix your day's stuff, they could just put a other light bulb outside?
Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to get them to do that, yes.
You didn't give me all day what was hidden over there.
A lot of cash, a lot of cash.
That would be lovely.
When does it get the office chair, the temple chair?
I don't know.
Come on.
But that was it for this time.
Okay.
You guys make me very happy. This resident thought the meeting was at 8 o'clock. Is there any way?
So does that
Mary, it's up to you.
Does that mean I need to make a motion to open, or
what are you opening?
Like make a public comment.
Like public comment, period?
Well, yeah, it was closed, so should
you want to allow somebody in the room? Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, so I'll make a motion,
or we can just allow it to come up.
Yeah, you can just allow him to come
up. Okay, no motion? Fine.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.
First of all, I'd like to wish everybody a Shana Tova, the new year, health, wealth, and happiness.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just tell her your name and address.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dave Levin, 4 Trappers Way.
Thank you.
I have a question about whether any improvements are scheduled for Burgess Meredith Park. Especially, you need a sign. The sign at Brookside has been in disrepair for several years. I have mentioned it several times before. Also, the stone walkway is in disrepair. You need more stone, and you need it, of course, flattened down. It seems that when branches and things fall down, they're not removed for aesthetic purposes. You might want to, look at other parks in Haverstraw, or maybe even speak to Howard Phillips as to how they maintain other parks in the town, because I think there's a fair amount of trees and debris that could be removed for aesthetic purposes. Some people have mentioned to me that, the park, does not look good to them. As far as just doesn't look good when things aren't taken care of. All that's done is that the lawn is mowed. I mean, you could pay these people a little bit more money and have them take care of other things in the park. I'm sure that could be arranged if it was on your agenda. So I'm just curious if any of these things have been discussed and are planned and have any plans of being implemented.
Thank you. Jenna, speaking of which, I completely forgot to ask you. I think, when's the last day the bid is closing for Burgess Meredith?
We have a bid. We're working on a park project. It closes 11 o'clock on next Wednesday.
Not this week.
No, the 20th.
The 20th. Yeah. Okay. And how many? Am I allowed to ask how many
bids came in?
Or is that?
You can ask how many came in, yeah. I wouldn't get into
it. I think it's 7.
So
we're supposed to get one more.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay. I mean, this is a 100% increase from last time. Wow. Thank you, Jenna.
But the bid is mainly for, let's be clear, the bid is for the basketball court and the playground, and obviously we're going to we are planning, once we're doing the basketball and playground, we're going to renew the sign at the entrance of the park. We're also looking into potentially putting security cameras around the parks. We're looking into, we don't have yet an idea of price and cost, so hopefully that will be dealt with by the next meeting. Mr. Mayor, the path, we're hoping to turn it into blacktop, a certain area, most of it, but not this year. We still trying to mitigate the water issue that the park is having.
Yeah.
The mayor, I can say, sent a letter to the Palisades Interstate Parkway Authority to request them to join us in mitigating and trying to fix the water issue. They declined. Currently, they declined. We're still looking at our options. We did get a grant to fix part of the water issue in the big field. But it's much more than what we got for the grant, so we're still trying to see how we can do this project. with the budget that we have. That is for the water mitigation. Once the water mitigation gets dealt with, we can go ahead and fix the path, because we're not going to fix the path and then the water is going to ruin whatever path we're going to fix. I do want to say that some people don't like the trees on the side, but there's nothing in the path. Old paths are usually cleared up whenever we get a complaint, which we usually get within 2-3 hours if it's not on the weekends, if there's a tree that fell. And we actually get it very fastly done, fixed by residents who are very, very careful and like our village, and they do it free of charge. They come and cut the tree that fell, remove it to the side, and let the nature, you know, nature has broken trees on the side. There's no reason to starting to remove broken trees or branches that are not in the pathway, etc. I did want to ask Mr. Nugent if you saw the response from the Palisade Interstate.
Mr. Nugent, but 2 weeks ago I sent you the response.
Do
you,
yeah, they basically...
They basically denied. Yeah. My question is, do we have... But they did say the DOT. My question is, do we have any chance...
Recourse
on the way they responded to us, or...
Yeah, I mean, look, it would be a question of having the engineer look and seeing if there's something that we can say, hey, you know...
Because they're basically saying, your village came after our water, after the thing was created, meaning the park, I mean, right, not the village, the park and whatever it is. So they say, you know, on our point of view, let the water discharge and, you know.
Look, I don't think it's ever done. You can always reach out and say, hey, look, this is what we're planning on doing. We'd like to know if you guys would help, you know.
So, but that was the letter the mayor said. He didn't write details, but he didn't ask them to cover the whole cost.
Right.
He asked them to come in and help.
I know, but,
and they came with the excuse, oh, we're busy with Seven Lakes and we can't do nothing.
And I think their instinct is going to be first response, say no and see if they come back.
Can I get some clarification on something that Mr. Lesko said? When you're talking about putting asphalt down, are you talking about putting asphalt down on the field, or are you talking about replacing the rocks with asphalt?
The path, the whole path. We're creating a path, we want to create a path so kids can go on bikes and everybody can enjoy the park with amazing...
Okay, you're talking about the entire path from Woodfield all the way through to Brookside?
Probably.
Okay, well, putting down asphalt causes other problems. But you really need an expert in...
Of course, we're not doing it on our own. We're doing it with our engineer's advice, and we will do it if it's the right thing to do for our village, yes.
Okay, well, the permeability of the rocks is actually generally more advantageous.
I appreciate your information, but I will follow what our engineer says.
Have you considered getting a professional landscape or park engineer?
We are doing our best, and we believe our professionals know what they're talking about. So I appreciate your comments.
Okay, thank you. Also, are you going to repaint the bridge?
The bridge, not at this point. We still are trying to get moving on our projects. We don't have 101 capacity. We're at 100 capacity. As soon as we get the park up and running and moving, we will try to focus on the bridge too. I think we painted it 2-3 years ago, and we'll get it done again whenever needed. But I don't think there's graffiti this time, so...
No, it needs a paint job.
Okay, that's fine.
Is the bridge inspected at any regular interval?
I don't think so.
Okay, gentlemen, maybe if you want to back and forth, maybe you can take it, maybe you can do it afterwards.
Okay, one other question. There was supposed to be some sort of a electric rate plan implemented through the village. What's happening with
Mayor, did you get an email that
I got an email, and right now they said financially...
They put it on hold.
They put it on hold until it becomes financially viable.
So, whose decision is that? Your decision or the company?
He said the company.
So I'm sorry. Okay. This is.
Thank you.
Now, executive session. Is there anything for executive session?
Yes. I make a motion to go into executive session for discussing legal issues. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you. Thank you.
One second. So, where's Jenna? Okay, you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to go back into. That's fine. I'll make a motion to go back into public. What is it?
Session.
Public session.
Second
by trustee Green. Trustee Liddell. All in favor?
Aye.
Is there anything that we need?
Mm-mm.
No.
We're good.
So please, make a motion.
Make a motion to adjourn
the
meeting.
Seconded.
Second.
By.
Second. Run on.
By trustee Liddell. All in favor?
Aye. Thank you.